From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. Not only is this the longest of the Psalms, it is also the longest chapter in the Bible. The subject of the Psalm is the Word of God expressed in many different ways. As he expounds the teachings of this Psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. We know of a place in England still existing where a dole of bread is served to every passerby who chooses to ask for it. Whoever the traveler may be, he has but to knock at the door of St. Cross Hospital, and there is the dole of bread for him. Jesus Christ so loveth sinners that he has built a St. Cross Hospital, so that whenever a sinner is hungry, he has but to knock and have his wants supplied. Nay, he has done better. He has attached to this hospital of the cross a bath, and whenever a soul is black and filthy, it has but to go there and be washed. The fountain is always full, always efficacious. No sinner ever went into it and found that it could not wash away his stains. Sins which were scarlet and crimson have all disappeared, and the sinner has been whiter than snow. As if this were not enough, there is attached to this hospital of the cross a wardrobe, and a sinner making application simply as a sinner may be clothed from head to foot. And if he wishes to be a soldier, he may not merely have a garment for ordinary wear, but armor which shall cover him from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. If he asks for a sword, he shall have that given to him, and a shield too. Nothing that is good for him shall be denied him. He shall have spending money so long as he lives, and he shall have an eternal heritage of glorious treasure when he enters into the joy of his Lord. If all these things are to be had by merely knocking at mercy's door, O my soul, knock hard this morning, and ask large things of thy generous Lord. Leave not the throne of grace till all thy wants have been spread before the Lord, and until by faith thou hast a comfortable prospect that they shall all be supplied. No bashfulness need retard when Jesus invites. No unbelief should hinder when Jesus promises. No cold-heartedness should restrain when such blessings are to be obtained.
Oh,
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. The text for all of these messages will be Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In this first message on the subject, Dr. Cairns focuses on verse 9, where the psalmist asks a vital question, and then gives the answer. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The emphasis here shows us that to live clean, our lives must be directed by God's word. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will deal with the place of the Bible in our lives and the proper use of the Bible. In coming to the Holy Scriptures, it is vital that we accept the Bible for what it is, the very word of the living and true God. No man can stand in judgment on the Bible. Rather, the Bible is what judges the hearts of men. Our attitude must be one of submission to what God says. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
The world is an ungodly place. And in an ungodly world, how can I live a holy life? Sometimes you get the impression, such as the wickedness of the world, that we just have to assimilate it. We just have to accept it. We just have to go with the flow. We've got to get rid of all this talk about holiness. We've got to get rid of all this old-fashioned idea of living a sanctified life. And we just go with the flow. Is it possible to resist? Is it possible to rise above the evil influences that are everywhere around us? It's a question that comes out of this text. And another, it'll reach every heart. How can I have a consistent experience? This is talking about my way. This is not just a flash in the pan. This is talking about a way, a path through life, an experience, an ongoing thing. How can I have a consistent experience of genuine purity? Not just conforming outwardly. Not just putting on a show for teachers or pastors or parents. Not just putting on a show for our fellow believers. Well, we look good, but inwardly full of corruption and wickedness. How can I have a consistent experience of genuine purity? Rather than this constant up and down experience, one day hopeful, the next day in the depths, one day thinking I have victory, the next day living in abject despair and defeat. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That's the question. And thank God the text gives the answer. He shall cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. I want us today, and if the Lord leads through the next few weeks, to be dealing with the subject of living clean in an unclean world. Living clean in an unclean world. And I want us to see from today's text that living clean in an unclean world depends on having our way of life controlled by the Word of God. That's what the text is teaching. The only way to live clean in an unclean world is to have our way of life controlled by the Word of God. As we think of this, I want to start right at rock bottom, for the text raises the matter of the place of the Bible in our lives. The place of the Bible in our lives. Now, here is God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, inspired of God, preserved of God, brought to us in our mother tongue by the providence of God. Here is God's word. Recognize it for what it is. This is no ordinary book. Oh, we pay lip service to it. We say, yes, the Bible is the word of God, but we treat it as if it were the product of devils. We say it's the most important book in the world. And yet we treat it as if it were the least important book in the world. Read it for what it is, the Word of God. The Bible claims, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is inspired of God. The idea of inspire is breathing into something, breathing life into it. This Scripture is breathed of God, and it is profitable. Oh, that you would get that. We were singing this morning about the Holy Bible, Book Divine, this precious treasure, thou art mine. The psalmist says, I've esteemed thy words better than treasure, better than gold, better than silver, better than gems and jewels. It's more precious than anything the world can give. It's more necessary even than our necessary food. It's profitable for doctrine. If you want to learn truth, you learn it from the Bible. You don't go learning truth from somewhere else and then come to see what the Bible says. You learn truth from the Bible and you judge everything else from there. Profitable for doctrine and for reproof. We were singing about the Scriptures chiding us for reproof and for correction. You start to go off course. There's nothing like the Scripture to get you back online. And for instruction in righteousness. This is the place of the Bible. You recognize it and read it for what it is. Jeremiah said in chapter 15, verse 16 of his prophecy, thy words were found. Tell me, when do you find something? Usually. When do you find something? Trouble with a lot of Christians is they say, I don't get anything out of the Bible. You're not looking for anything in the Bible. But oh, when you're looking, when you're no longer play-acting, but you're in dead earnest with God, you're searching, you'll find. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the rejoicing of mine heart. Why? How could that be? Well, the answer is very simple. How could it not be? For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Put that in New Testament language. I love the Bible. Why? Because I'm a Christian. That's why. That's why a man loves the Bible. I love the Bible because I'm a Christian. A lot of people who say they can't get victory would need to get saved. A lot of people who get nothing out of the Bible would need to come to know the author. And then they'll love his word. All backsliding starts with a departure from God's word. People may fall suddenly, but people don't usually backslide suddenly. There's a departure from this word. There's an ignoring of the word. There is an ignorance of the word that grows out of its rejection. The Bible just doesn't have a place. The proper place of the Scripture in our lives. This is our authority. Why do I believe what I believe? Because the Bible teaches it. Why do I do what I do? Because the Bible instructs it. This is our authority. This is our guide. This establishes the standards for our behavior. John Gill, the great Baptist scholar who was a forerunner of C.H. Spurgeon in Park Street Baptist Church in London, John Gill said that this text may be translated just as faithfully, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way, by observing what is according to thy word. Now, I believe, all in all, that the translation as it stands is better. But nonetheless, the thought is there. By observing what is according to thy word, this establishes the standards for behavior. The word of God shows us what we ought to do. The word of God not only shows us what we ought to do, the word of God shows us how to do it. You remember when Joshua was setting out to lead the children of Israel into the land of promise. Moses was dead, and the whole burden of the leadership of the work of God fell upon the shoulders of Joshua. Now, remember this. God gave Joshua a powerful measure of his spirit. God gave Joshua an aura of authority, so that he could assume the place that Moses had in the nation. So this was no ordinary man. And yet, what did the Lord say to him? Joshua 1 verse 8, as he set out, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Hold a second. This is a man who's president, prime minister, commander-in-chief, battlefield commander. He's everything rolled into one. He has more jobs than would take up 48 hours every day without sleep, if he could do it. And yet the Lord is saying to him, thou shalt meditate in this law day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. There was a time when Joshua forgot that. When the armies of Israel came to the little town that Dr. Barrett likes to give the Hebrew pronunciation, Ai. Nobody else has a clue what he's talking about, for they grew up listening to Ai. They came to that town and they were defeated. And Joshua was scandalized. God had failed him. No, sir, God hasn't failed you. But you did not take time with the word of God. And it didn't drive you to your knees. And you went forward without even trusting God, looking to God, listening to God. There's a lesson there, by the way. Many a person in the big Jericho battles of life is careful to get before God in the Word and get down to seek the face of God. But in the little AIs of life, he can do it himself and he falls flat on his face. The Lord says, it's by taking heed to your way according to this Word, doing what's written in this book, that you'll make your way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. This is God's book, and this is the place it has in our lives. As we were singing this morning from Psalm 1, blessed is the man. The idea is not just a blessing, but of many blessings. Oh, the blessednesses of the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.